The search for emotions' fingerprints is a critical exploration in Lisa Feldman Barrett's How Emotions Are Made. This exploration delves into the intricacies of human emotions, challenging long-held beliefs about the universality and distinctiveness of emotional experiences. Barrett recounts her journey from an aspiring clinical psychologist to a revolutionary scientist questioning foundational theories of emotion. Her quest for understanding the emotional experience led her to discover that emotions are not as straightforward or universally recognizable as traditionally believed. This summary delves into Barrett's main points, emphasizing her groundbreaking findings and their implications for studying emotions. The beginning of doubt. Barrett's journey began in the 1980s during her PhD program at the University of Waterloo. Initially aspiring to be a clinical psychologist, she encountered her first major doubt about the classical view of emotions. At that time, she was researching the roots of low self-esteem and its connection to anxiety and depression. Her experiments, designed to replicate well-known phenomena, failed repeatedly. Her volunteers did not report feelings of anxiety or depression in the expected patterns, causing Barrett to question the established beliefs about these emotions. Despite the failures, she noticed a peculiar consistency. Many subjects seemed unable to distinguish between feeling anxious and feeling depressed, often reporting both or neither. This unexpected finding hinted at a deeper complexity in how people experience and report emotions, prompting Barrett to rethink the classical view. Discovering emotional granularity. Barrett's early failures turned out to be significant discoveries. She realized that people often do not distinguish between feeling anxious and feeling depressed, a revelation that contradicted the classical view of distinct emotional states. Further research in her lab involved hundreds of test subjects who tracked their emotional experiences over extended periods. These studies revealed that while people used common emotion words like angry, sad, and afraid, they did not always mean the same thing. Some subjects made fine distinctions between emotions, while others used broad terms to describe their feelings. This variation in emotional experience led Barrett to the concept of emotional granularity, where people differ in their ability to differentiate between emotions. The classical view suggested that emotional granularity was about accurately reading internal emotional states, but Barrett's findings indicated a more complex reality. Challenging emotional fingerprints. Barrett sought to improve people's emotional granularity by teaching them to recognize their emotional states accurately. This required an objective way to measure emotions, akin to fingerprints. The classical view posited that each emotion had a distinct pattern of physical changes, like a fingerprint, that could be objectively measured. Barrett believed that by comparing these objective measures with individuals' reports of their emotions, she could teach them to recognize and differentiate their feelings more accurately. However, her confidence in the existence of emotional fingerprints was soon challenged. She found that emotions did not have consistent, universal expressions, contrary to the classical view. Instead, emotions like happiness, sadness, anger, and fear were communicated through a variety of facial movements, body postures, and other contextual factors. Searching for universal emotion fingerprints more complicated than anticipated. The role of facial expressions. One of the key pillars of the classical view of emotion is the role of facial expressions. Charles Darwin's book The Expression of the Emotions in Man and Animals suggested that facial expressions of emotions were universal and recognizable across different cultures. Inspired by Darwin, psychologists like Sylvan Tompkins, Carol Izzard, and Paul Ekman developed experimental methods to study facial expressions. They used posed photographs to represent basic emotions, believing these posed faces were the clearest examples of emotional expressions. Experiments showed that people from various cultures could match these posed expressions to the corresponding emotion words, suggesting universality. However, Barrett's research revealed inconsistencies. When subjects viewed these posed expressions without context, their interpretations varied widely, indicating that facial expressions alone were unreliable indicators of specific emotions. Facial electromyography and emotional expression. To address the limitations of human perception in studying facial expressions, scientists turned to facial electromyography, EMG, a technique that uses electrodes to detect electrical signals from facial muscles. This method aimed to identify specific patterns of muscle activity associated with different emotions. However, Barrett found that facial EMG studies did not support the idea of consistent emotion-specific facial movements. Instead, muscle movements varied widely during emotional experiences, challenging the notion of universal facial expressions. Furthermore, studies with infants showed that even in early development, facial expressions did not conform to the expected patterns of specific emotions. Adults could identify emotions in infants' faces based on context rather than distinct facial movements, reinforcing the idea that emotions are more context-dependent than previously thought. The influence of context on emotion recognition. Barrett's research highlighted the significant role of context in emotion recognition. Experiments showed that adults could accurately identify emotions in infants' faces based on the surrounding situation, even when the facial expressions themselves were not distinct. This finding suggested that context plays a crucial role in interpreting facial movements and understanding emotional experiences. Further studies supported this idea by demonstrating that people could correctly identify emotions in photographs of faces and bodies that did not match, relying on contextual cues rather than facial expressions alone. These findings challenge the classical view that emotions have distinct, recognizable expressions, underscoring the importance of context in emotional communication. The search for bodily fingerprints. Barrett's quest for emotion fingerprints extended beyond facial expressions to the body. She investigated whether changes in heart rate, blood pressure, and other physiological responses could provide the necessary fingerprints for different emotions. Early studies by Paul Ekman and colleagues suggested that specific autonomic nervous system activity patterns were associated with different emotions. However, Barrett's examination of subsequent research revealed inconsistencies. While some studies found distinct physiological patterns for certain emotions, others did not, and the results often varied across different experimental conditions. Meta-analyses of these studies showed that no consistent, specific bodily fingerprints could reliably distinguish one emotion from another, further challenging the classical view of emotion. The role of the amygdala in fear. The search for neural fingerprints of emotion led Barrett to the amygdala, a brain region traditionally associated with fear. Early research suggested that the amygdala was critical for experiencing and perceiving fear, based on studies with animals and humans with amygdala damage. For example, the case of SM, a woman with damaged amygdalae, showed deficits in recognizing and experiencing fear. However, further investigation revealed that SM could still perceive fear in certain contexts and experience fear under specific conditions, such as breathing carbon dioxide-enriched air. These findings indicated that the amygdala was not solely responsible for fear, and other brain regions and networks could compensate for its loss. This challenged the notion of a single brain area being responsible for specific emotions, suggesting a more complex neural basis for emotional experiences. Degeneracy and neural circuits. Barrett's research introduced the concept of degeneracy in neural circuits, where multiple combinations of neurons can produce the same emotional experience. This principle means that emotions are not localized to specific brain areas but arise from various neural configurations. For instance, feelings of arousal in response to evocative images were associated with different brain regions in men and women, demonstrating degeneracy. This finding contradicted the classical view of dedicated neural circuits for each emotion and highlighted the brain's flexibility in generating emotional experiences. Barrett's work showed that understanding emotions requires considering the brain's ability to produce similar outcomes through different neural pathways, emphasizing the complexity and variability of emotional processes. Core systems and multipurpose neurons. Barrett's exploration of neural circuits also revealed that many brain regions serve multiple functions. Core systems in the brain contribute to various mental states, including thinking, remembering, decision-making, and experiencing emotions. This one-to-many principle contrasts with the classical view of dedicated brain areas for specific emotions. Functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, studies supported this idea, showing that brain regions involved in emotions also participated in other cognitive processes. For example, the amygdala's activity increased during tasks involving learning, decision-making, and experiencing pain, as well as during emotional experiences. This multipurpose nature of brain regions suggested that emotions emerge from complex interactions within core systems, further challenging the idea of distinct neural fingerprints for each emotion. Meta-analyses and emotion fingerprints. To address the inconsistencies in emotion research, Barrett's lab conducted comprehensive meta-analyses of brain imaging studies on anger, disgust, happiness, fear, and sadness. These meta-analyses examined nearly 100 studies involving over 1,300 test subjects, looking for consistent patterns of brain activity associated with each emotion. The results showed that no single brain region consistently activated during a specific emotion, and the same regions often activated during different emotions and non-emotional tasks. For example, the amygdala showed increased activity during studies of fear, anger, disgust, sadness, and happiness, indicating its involvement in various emotional and non-emotional processes. These findings supported the view that emotions do not have distinct neural fingerprints but arise from dynamic interactions within the brain's core systems. Variation as the norm. Barrett's research emphasized that variation is the norm in emotional experiences. The search for universal fingerprints of emotion in the face, body, and brain revealed significant variability within and between individuals. Different people experience and express emotions in diverse ways, influenced by context, culture, and individual differences. This variation challenges the classical view of emotion, which posits distinct, universal expressions and physiological patterns for each emotion. Instead, emotions should be understood as categories of experiences with a wide range of manifestations. Barrett's findings highlight the need for a new theory of emotion that accounts for this variability and recognizes the complexity of emotional processes. Population thinking and emotion categories. Barrett's approach to understanding emotions involved adopting a mindset of population thinking, inspired by Darwin's ideas about species variation. Just as no individual animal represents the average of its species, no single instance of an emotion represents a universal fingerprint. Emotions are better understood as categories of diverse experiences that vary depending on context and individual differences. For example, instances of anger can involve different facial expressions, physiological responses, and neural patterns, reflecting the complexity and variability of emotional experiences. By embracing population thinking, Barrett's research provides a more accurate and nuanced understanding of emotions, challenging the classical view's oversimplified notions of emotional fingerprints. Pattern classification and neural mind reading. Barrett's exploration of emotion fingerprints extended to advanced techniques like pattern classification used in artificial intelligence. This method involves training software to recognize statistical patterns in brain scans of people experiencing different emotions. While some researchers claim these patterns represent neural fingerprints, Barrett argues that they are abstract summaries of diverse instances of emotions. Pattern classification identifies common features across many examples but does not capture the unique neural configurations of individual emotional experiences. This distinction highlights the importance of understanding emotions as categories of variable instances rather than seeking elusive universal fingerprints. Barrett's research underscores the need for a new theoretical framework to explain the complexity and variability of emotions. Implications for emotion research. Barrett's findings have significant implications for emotion research and our understanding of human emotions. The lack of consistent, universal fingerprints for emotions challenges the classical view and calls for a revised theoretical framework. Emotions should be seen as dynamic, context-dependent processes that arise from interactions within the brain's core systems. This perspective emphasizes the importance of individual differences and the role of context in shaping emotional experiences. Barrett's work encourages researchers to focus on the variability and complexity of emotions, moving beyond simplistic notions of universal expressions and physiological patterns. By embracing this new approach, we can gain deeper insights into the nature of emotions and their underlying mechanisms. Conclusion. Lisa Feldman Barrett's How Emotions Are Made challenges long-standing beliefs about the universality and distinctiveness of emotions. Her research reveals that emotions do not have consistent, universal fingerprints in the face, body, or brain. Instead, emotional experiences are highly variable and context-dependent, shaped by individual differences and dynamic interactions within the brain's core systems. Barrett's work emphasizes the need for a new theoretical framework that accounts for this complexity and variability, moving beyond the classical views over simplified notions of emotional fingerprints. By adopting a mindset of population thinking and embracing the diversity of emotional experiences, we can develop a more accurate and nuanced understanding of emotions and their underlying mechanisms.